James chapter 1, verse 27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday, October 20th, 2021. Hey, Marianne.
Hi there, Mark.
Wow, it's been weeks. Has it been months that we've not been together in the studio doing a program?
I don't think it's been months. How long has it been?
Maybe a month. I don't know.
It seems like
it's been a long time. As mentioned yesterday, we have Marianne Simpkins, our editor-in-chief and co-host on many of the morning programs here in the studios. Yesterday I was saying that maybe you and Dee were going to be able to drive out, but Dee had other commitments. You know, a busy senior saint being pulled in a lot of directions, but
she does such a good job reading, but she couldn't make it.
She couldn't make it, but we're glad to have you, and I can kind of brag you up because it was very similar to what happened yesterday with Pastor Juan Laredo, who was in the studio. You got here early, and we've been just praying and talking and sharing, and you have the same passion for this radio ministry, reaching the lost, equipping the saint, very much the pattern of our radio board, you know, the educate, edify, and evangelize. I've talked about that really the past few days, but we were talking about a verse to open up the program, and you said James is one of your favorite books.
It is.
And Pastor Jason and I spent many weeks, I think about a year and a half going through it.
We always spend like 2 years on one book.
Yeah, that's right. It's word by word. Sometimes it's just like a half a concept.
It's great, though.
But this verse 27, religion, which is kind of an interesting word because sometimes we think of religious and we think, oh, those religious people or those hard-hearted people or those...
We turned it into a bad connotation in our
which
in
is
our
sad. Mm-hmm. But religion that God our Father, which is God our Father, it's kind of like the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, but that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless. So this is what God accepts as pure and faultless, is that this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. So that's a word for all of us. How are we looking after the orphans in our lives, the widows, those that we know are lonely or disconnected from a family or in a situation that really we need to reach out. And then this other part, which is so much different, where to look after these orphans and widows, and yet then, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. And there is that tendency to so easily be influenced by the world or polluted or distracted or derailed from where God's leading us and to just get caught up in worldly things. And God is really saying that be very careful because it's very easy to be polluted by the world.
Well, it's interesting because I never really thought of that until you were saying, I mean, those are two kind of things that we kind of separate out, the people that care about orphans and, you know, social justice and widows, and the people who are trying not to be polluted by the world, trying to live a godly life, a moral life, you know, but he puts them together.
Right.
Religion that's pure is both.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, we both love this book of James and...
Yeah, that'll preach.
And I think I've mentioned it on Monday and Tuesday. I love opening up the program with a verse of Scripture. You can't ever go wrong. I mean, it's God's Word. It's inspired. It's living. It's active.
Yeah. But did you say you're magnify the Lord, or did I miss it?
I think so.
Okay, magnify the Lord.
Yeah, magnify the Lord with me.
Yes.
Yeah, because I gave the date Wednesday, October 20th.
I was busy thinking about the verse. So.
Well, and some unfamiliar with Mark and Friends were now heard at 7:32 a.m. on all 19 frequencies. And so I love opening up the program with the Scripture. But they might say, okay, Mark, but, you know, it's October 20th. We know what the date is, but because the programs are always archived, I always like to include the date.
Yeah.
Because if somebody 2 years, 3 years, 10 years from now listened to it, oh, that was Wednesday, October 20th, 2021.
Oh, that's true. So good for you.
That's one of the reasons we always have the date included. included. We realize at this point in the year, you know it's 2021. Hopefully you know it's October too. But
yeah, it's not 2020. Yeah. We did that.
Yeah. And sometimes you might hear me even say, I think one time, I don't know if it was you, but I said, you know, just say it was November 3rd.
Uh-huh.
I said, November 3rd, 2019. I was like 2 years off, and I'm like, how did that even come out of my mouth?
But I don't know.
You've worked with me long enough that sometimes, I don't know, my brain's always multitasking and thinking about things. But, I mean, I can be like 2 years off, and I'm thinking, why would I even say 2019 when it's 2021?
But
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to visit with a doctor and
he can kind of tell me
what's going on.
They won't know either, but that's okay.
But there has been a lot going on, and
yeah.
I know you're excited to see when we can get our studio all set up at Marketplace Mall. And so that's slow but sure.
Yeah.
We're still having to work on getting the floors all done, the painting done, and then we can start moving in things and building the new studio.
Mm-hmm.
But I shared a little about that yesterday with Pastor Juan being in the studio. But we love our Springfield facility. We're going to always keep that. We love it. Thank you, God, for the WLUJ listeners that have underwritten all the costs for that. So it's paid for. It's a great property. In fact, I'm hoping this next month to have a special like homecoming weekend with some food trucks. And I'll say more about
that.
Cool. We're praying it all through, but how that'll work to get the listeners over and visit with them and have maybe a week of some of the programming with past station managers and people that have been used of God to further the ministry of WLUJ. And then probably also at some point in November, we'll have our grand opening of Marketplace Mall where God has led us. And I can't wait to share some of the things. I've kind of given little glimpses over the weeks of how I think God's going to use that facility to reach people in the mall and in the community and be a rallying point and a place for people to meet and visit. But God supernaturally put that together, and that first full year of the lease agreement has been underwritten by a gal and her company, and so we just thank God for that. And some other special gifts have come in. I don't think I ever gave an update, but I think we're down to like $14,300 still needed to have the transition of all the two U-Haul buildings, stuff moved over, things painted, the studio built, some of the ceiling tiles and things done, and some of the light work to get it all ready. But we needed about $20,000, and we've already had almost $6,000 come in.
Great.
So we
Great.
Appreciate all of you that are
Thank
supporting
you.
That effort.
Generous.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And if you'd want to help us finish that, I'd love to have all the funds in so we can get everything done and painted and updated and ready to go. You can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And as many of you know, we've never had share-a-thons these 26 years of broadcasting Great News Radio. We don't have business underwriters. I don't think we've even had a banquet in about 10 or 15 years, but everything is 100% listener-supported, and it seems like God has always allowed us to raise up the funds to pay for whatever we needed, whether it was a new tower or a frequency. And so we've never been in debt. We've never spent a dime of interest paying the bank because we've never had a loan. We've always had the listeners come up with the funds that we needed at the time. And so it's really a tribute to them and how God has worked and provided for this radio ministry. But so we still need about $14,000. So if you want to be a part of that, in fact, there was a woman in Springfield. I have it written down here somewhere, but she was so enthusiastic. She's a monthly giver. Just say she gives $75 or $80-something dollars every single month. She said, I want to commit another $100 just because I'm excited about what you're going to be doing at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And then there were
That's
others
nice.
With, I think I have about a dozen different names of people that
so
have
cool.
given various amounts. And so if you want to be involved in helping us get our new studio up and running at Marketplace Mall, call in a gift or write us today. You can call Karen at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Or just write us, Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843.
Well, you know, Mark, I just really, as you were talking, I remembered, I appreciate so much the many times that you have said something to the effect of, we'll do all we can, do our best, but it's in God's hands.
Yep, yep.
So many times you say that. It's in God's hands.
Yep, yep. Well, it's. I've said this. I've felt this strongly these 26-plus years. This is his ministry. It really takes a lot of pressure off of us, because if we do what we're supposed to do, lift high the name of mm-hmm. Jesus, remain faithful to our calling, the integrity of the ministry, our goals, educate, edify, and evangelize. Mm-hmm. If we work really hard, and I know we all do,
yeah.
then I have to trust and believe that if we're in God's will and following his leading and walking in cadence with his Spirit, then really it's his responsibility to fund
it's
and provide. And so, and thank you God a million times over
yeah.
that we've had the luxury that funds come in. We pay our bills on time. There are many wonderful ministries that struggle with that
yeah.
and are always doing fundraisers, or for whatever reason they can't ever meet their budgets. The Lord, thank you 1,000 times over, has provided the funds through great listeners. And it really has allowed me to focus and devote a lot of energy and effort into other things
mm-hmm.
because I don't know if I'd have to spend all this time also raising funds.
That's a good point.
I'd probably burn out or I don't
know. Well, it would take you away from a great many things that you do.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you, listener.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Thank you, God. And this being Wednesday, the Prime Life Times
yes,
in Review, I think it's been a few years since you've been here at the home studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, you are delighting. I mentioned this yesterday with Pastor Juan, but you've seen the guinea. You've
yeah.
seen a number of the
it's
hens
great.
Run by.
It's fun yeah. watching you feed those. It's really great.
Yeah, these little mealworms that every so often I'll open up the window. I'll call out to the chickens. I kind of have this little whistle thing, and then they all come. You saw about
yeah,
9
yeah.
or 15 of them show up. And
yeah.
So,
and you said Esther gets the eggs in the morning sometimes.
Yep,
that's
yep.
really great.
I think I'm eating 4 to 5 eggs almost
well,
every
healthy.
Day. So,
good for you.
Yeah, we have a lot of eggs going on here. In fact, yesterday Juan left with a dozen.
Oh, great.
And some of them are those colored eggs because
yeah.
we have a variety of hens.
Yeah.
I forget what they call them, but some of the hens, they're kind of like greener and brown.
There's many
and,
listeners out there that know the actual name.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
you and I aren't remembering.
Yep, yep. Now, Dee, who we
yes.
love, our beloved Dee Chesser, who's our children's choir director whenever we start up the children's choir again, but she couldn't be here today, but we want to read this in her honor, and
yeah.
it's titled Love Wins by Dee Chesser, and you love this from the time you started reading and mm-hmm. proofreading it.
Yeah, I did. Dee is one of our contributors who actually won an award, a national award,
mm-hmm.
For her article the previous month, City Cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is Love Wins by Dee Chesser. As we watch those around us navigate life, we see some doing well. Others appear to be squandering what they've been given, and still others seem to be losing the battle of life because of illness or other unavoidable situations. One of the hardest being dementia.
Hmm.
The first two involve some choices in the ways of dealing with life, but we can't decide who gets most of the many dementias. What we can do is to prepare by accessing the available information and readily relying on the support offered by friends, relatives, and professionals, gathering strengths, not the least of which is faith, as we walk through the process with our loved ones.
Hmm.
If we take a long, hard, realistic look at that process, in the end, one truth stands out. Love wins.
Hmm.
Some of the very best information is contained in the Claudia Allen Occupational Therapy Model for Dealing with Dementia. So much of that model involves programming a person with dementia for success. If you find yourself dealing with dementia in any of its many forms, investigate that therapy model. It's amazing to see how it works.
You know, you and I, we've had other people that we've interviewed and brought in about
mm-hmm.
this very subject, but oftentimes, and this really helped me understand things, work on little small projects. Don't try to say, hey, Grandma, we're going to do this. We're going
right.
to then go to the mall. Then we're going to go shopping. We're going to do this. Just break things down into
yeah.
very understandable or simplistic kind of things. Like, we're
steps.
Just going to work on this. Yeah, very like the little baby steps.
Yeah. I found it was one thing to deal with dementia on a day-to-day basis professionally, but so heart-wrenching to have to come face-to-face with dementia in a loved one.
Hmm.
You might think knowledge gained on the professional level would see you through. It helps, of course. But as already mentioned, We really need the love and support of those around us. My own dear father, a strong, healthy man, was pursued, caught, and felled, so it seemed, by Alzheimer's disease.
Hmm.
But the disease didn't win because my mother was there. She stood by, defending, fighting the disease, and caring for him, offering what was familiar in love, even though so many things familiar soon faded. My mother had the knowledge and the support to care for and love Dad every moment. When he left us, she whispered, "Don't go, don't go." But then, because of the love and support she had, the last thing she said to him was, "I love you. I love you." And here I saw that most definitely love wins.
Now, when you were first reading this, did you tear up during this point? Yeah, this is pretty powerful.
If she was reading it, I'd be sitting here really crying. Yeah. But I'm trying to read it. Dementia is different in every person. Sometimes a caregiver must unselfishly take on others to help, even giving all cares over to those helpers, such as happened with my dearest friend and her husband. Unable to care for her physically during the COVID months, her husband sat outside her window every day, rain or shine, warm or cold, with relentless, absolutely unselfish caring. She knew he was there. That loving support saw her through until he was again able to be in her room. Then she had not just the knowledge of his love, but was held and hugged and told over and over, I love you, and it's okay to go, as she left. Again, love persevered, even through Minnesota winter, and won. I just received news of another friend, diagnosed with Parkinson's dementia. He's a successful, intelligent, wise man, but he couldn't stave off the disease that is no respecter of anyone. I know that in the future, love will win here, too. His wonderful wife has had to take on other caregivers, again, unselfishly. But she'll be his main support and hold him all the way through. Love will win yet again. Had my mom, my best friend's husband, and my friend's wife known what was coming at the end of their loved one's lives as they so eagerly stepped out at the beginning of their relationships, would they have stopped and turned away? I think not. When they were young, it seemed their love was everything, and it would see them through anything. They couldn't have known what all that anything would entail. But they were right. Love would see them through all the ups and downs, especially dementia. Dementia attempts to wipe out that love, but it loses. Even when things seem hopeless, the love and care of friends, family, and spouse, giving and giving, even through the end, that love holds sway over the disease. Our dear ones go through that process the very best way they can. We give a final, even if forgotten, gift, the very best we can give. Even though my mom whispered, "Don't go," and my friend's husband gently said, "It's okay to go," the last thing each of them whispered was, "I love you. I love you." Yes, love did win.
You know, I'm just thinking, I know there's a few more paragraphs here, but I'm almost glad Dee isn't here because we'd both be probably bawling.
We would be a mess. We would be a mess. She says, "I'm reminded of Corrie Ten Boom and her beloved father's story of the train ride and the ticket. A life can be like a train ride, but for our life journey on Earth, our tickets are collected not at the beginning, but at the end. The ticket is faith, and we hold on to it till we get off that train. During the ride, some sit and watch the passing scenes with the understanding of their accumulating years. Others gaze blankly out the window with no understanding, seeing nothing. Still others are asleep, not realizing their journey's almost over. Then the conductor touches each person on the shoulder, takes him or her by the hand, helps them to their feet, and after collecting that ticket of faith, helps the person off the train. Please don't forget your ticket, because here, ultimately, and completely. Love wins.
Copyright D. A. Chesler. D. is director of the Great News Radio Children's Choir. For years, a nurse administrator in Minnesota, D. is now a volunteer and grandma who lives in Champaign, Illinois. And you can email her at D. Ann Chesser, C-H-E-S-S-E-R, at gmail.com.
Thank you so much, D.
D, we wish you were here, but part of me kind of is glad you're not, because I didn't want to be having to wipe up all these tears. But what a powerful, I mean, I love the title, Love Wins, and all these examples of even in these hardest times, even in these uncertain times, even in these times where you might question God or have some wonders like, why, God, why? Love can win out as we just surrender and have the faith. And for those of us that follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we know there is an eternity where there's no more pain or suffering or heartache. And Jesus has paid the greatest price that any of us can pay. And he's made a way for us to have that faith, to know that we'll see these loved ones again where they're healed and they're filled with hope and joy and worship. And we'll stand before the throne just praising God for the great God that he is.
It'll be a great day.
It'll be a great day.
Well, I have to say that when I first read this, Corrie Ten Boom's father's illustration, a life can be like a train ride, but for our life journey on earth, our tickets are collected not at the beginning, but at the end. The ticket is faith. We hold on to it till we get off the train.
Yeah, faith is so important. And if you're unfamiliar with having faith in this Almighty God that loves you, that cares for you, that the Lord Jesus Christ provided a way for you to connect with him, to connect with the Father, to have that faith, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, the Bible tells us that that's enough, that he'll take that and help that grow in your mind and heart and help you to understand the love of God. If maybe that's a new concept or nobody has told you about the love of God, we encourage you to call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. There's some great people. They'll answer all your questions about the Christian faith, about God's love, who is Jesus, how you can have a relationship with him. They're great. They're trained. They'll care for you. And it's a free call. It's 1-888-NEED-HIM.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night. Thank you.